And welcome to another week of Daf Shavua. We're going to go through some of the basic Yishayin about Achrayim with the Sugya Daf Pei, focusing on the issue of the right of the Baal to demand Hoytzois in a case where he has taken the Nichsei Mulug and he has been Mashbiach them. And to try to see if we can focus in on some of the basics in the Ushayna Machrayim. The Mishnah on page 73, I test some base says the following: Amoitzi hoitzais al nichsei ishtoi, chaytzi harbe v'ochel kima, kima v'ochel harbe. Page 73. Ma'asha hoitzi. Umasha ochal ochal. This is the lashon of the Gemara, and Rashi says, Masha hoitzi hoitzi im girsha. So, what the Mishnah is discussing is the halacha of a Baal who was mitzi mamon to improve, kidei to be mishabeach, the nichsei melug of his wife that she brought into the marriage. And the right of the Baal is to be eichel peiros. Then the marriage dissolved, and the marriage ended up in a gerushin. The question is, who is noita the hoytzais? 1 second, please. Who is noita the hoytzais, and under what circumstance can he possibly get reimbursed? Because the question is shmer. Why should he not get the hoytzais? After all, we have a template for such a situation, and that's called aris. Aris, that is yared lishus adam acher brishus. A yared who came and improved someone else's field, brishus, not shalai brishus. The halacha there is that he is entitled to be reimbursed his expenses. Why should a baal who improved the nichsei melug of his wife be any different and not be allowed to be reimbursed for the hoytzais? We use the word hoytzais in the postal expenses because we want to keep to Lashayin, Rabbi Seder Chazal. So there are two basic malachim and rishayim. The first is Rabbeinu Yoina. You'll say Rabbeinu Yoina. Where does Rabbeinu Yoina come into Ksubis? The answer is very pashut. In Shita Mikubetzes is a collection of all the shitais of Rabbi Seder Rishayim, and in the Shita Mikubetzes he brings a Rabbeinu Yoina. It's under the heading Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina, but of course the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina, like in Brachos, were the ones who transcribed Rabbeinu Yoina's Shiurim, Rabbeinu Yoina's shitais, and therefore this is called Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina explains, since the Baal eats peiros, that's the basic structure of nichsei melug. The keren belongs to her, and the Baal is eichel peiros. By eating the peiros, he was megala das that the reason why he maintained the field and the reason why he invested all these hoytzais into the field was for the specific reason that he could eat the peiros, all the peiros. So, therefore, there was a deal, inherent deal. He's mitzi hoytzais, and he gets all the peiros. And aris is a different type of a structure of a deal. And aris, a sharecropper, has a percentage deal. His deal is structured because the landowner is the one who controls the action. So the aris who is doing the work, the labor, is entitled to a percentage of the peiros. But that's a deal. That's a structure. That's a payment. That's a percentage. Therefore, it has simply no analytical analogy value. Says the Rabbeinu Yoina, Pirsch. Fields need to be maintained. Mashiach will call our parents. The word call is the Hadgasha here. This Mishnah Tzumas that we learned now, Bolo Abdeinu, Sha'apri Shaitzahar Belech, and the Paris Kiyim Buon, was a bad year. Ben Shal Boya, Blame Bok Lakarki Yaiser, Kiyim Zehabat, Ben Shal Boya Yaiser, Ben Evan, Lech, Kiyim Abat. Doesn't matter how it ended up being, but whether that was the natural number or just happened that way or whatever, it got lost. The field produced a lot, but it got lost. A subsequent flood or whatever. The Gilui Das was in their inherent structure of the deal that I am putting in their ties to get to Paris to gamble. But, you know, there's always a historical record here. If the last 20 years, 18 times, the Paris that were produced upon this Haitzah were bountiful, so it's a good deal. If it doesn't happen, okay, that's not such a good deal, but the person took the risk. Therefore, he's not entitled to get his Haitzahs back. Always next year. And then they say maybe that's why Rashi Dafka was Madgish im Girsha. But Eidan of Achutin, his Chanshav of Achutin was named the Ramban. The Obachatana, wow, what a Machutin shaft. And the Ramban and the Rajba, his Talmud, followed by the Ran, who was a Talmud of the Rajba. So we have three generations of Gedalei Eilam who have a different halach. They say the halacha is saviv around the principle of mechila. Mistaba, we are aimed das, that the person who put the money in, the baal, was meichel to the ishtay and the aitzas. Why? Because there's a principle in halacha that mitzapa shetamas v'yirshena. Now, what does that mean? So let's see how the Rishayim Shtel and Avek. Ikalamein k'may kasha. Ma'amaitzi tal shuch t'ishi who serves nizgar v'loch le'vin le'may da'ash l'masha ha'yitzi ha'yitzi ma'asha ha'cha ha'cha. Yesh le'mar. Says the Ramban, the Rajba, and the Rat. The ha'asam in the din of ma'amaitzi ha'yitzayis ha'nich ne'belug medila chila na'gaba. Kivet she'ne ma'amaitzi elar at Sinai. He's only putting out as much as he wants to. And the assets cannot be sold. He has a block, he has a veto on the assets being sold, even though the care belongs to her. He's not structuring it as ours. I'll give you a raya that it's Mishum Mechila. One is based on Gili Das, which structures it differently than an Oris, therefore he doesn't get to Eitzais. Oris does. The second one is Mechila. It was Meichelit. Such a case. Now, following up on the halacha of Mechila is the Talmud of the Rajba, and that is Ritva. I misspoke before because the chain of historical Sharsheris halacha was Rabbeinu Ramban and Rabbeinu Yehuda were obviously contemporaries of Deo Mechutanum, but the Rajba was the Talmud of the Ramban, the Ritva was the Talmud of the Rajba, and the Ra'ah, and the Rad was the Talmud of the Ritva. So I left the generation out. I apologize. Ritva on Udzrasugin if I tested Beitim Ramachal Hamaitzi says that if did Mechila Nogabei would come out that if the Baal made a Tanai in front of Eid, but he's not Michael, such a case, he's not Michael, and therefore he would be able to get his Eitzas, says the Ritva. Pirish called it say Ishtem Chal Felikashel Ibn Klum Shes Roshuslim Kalas Lacher Teda. The Bapa Gemara by Dina El Nichse Ketana, Fishi Chal Lotzis Blanket, the God bless the Chassel, Misha Tirtsa, אבל בגדל שצריך לגעת לילה ומייקל כשאנחנו כמה. לשכיח שתיתה לאחר ושם איבה ודיין הוא מצא פשוטה בזירו שלה. Abra line two. The filibaresha in the histum in Bezna made Mishaina Michael Yushava Kama Itzviato. But they stayed Ritva. In Medina Chilin Agube, then you can be Masna, not to be Michael. You sort of Mishaina non Bezdin. And then you are entitled to your Itzai. Sunachamal. We have two Masik Mahalchim. Benny says the Baal doesn't take Itzai because once he ate the Paris, the Gaal asked that the Haitzai Itzai wants to eat all the Paris. And the RS is a different structure. Rabban and Rajma brought the Shukumetzes in Bambatiyah Daflamites. That's what the Sugi is. It's not here. Say another Svar to say that the Baal of that night, the late Sais, Kamastami was Michael to the Eastern Sais. Why? Because in the Chasim, if he wants to be Garish or Night, Yates of Matachas Yadi, only in Mitzayday. He wants to be Garish or until then, it is under his control. What are the Nafkaminas? Nafkamin number one is the Ritva. According to the Yisayt of Mechila, Ritva says, that the Baal is Masna before Adam and is not Michael, he is entitled to his Haitzah Ice. So obviously he works with Mechila. The Ritva clearly says Mechila himself. A little slightly different right in the Ritva, but it's clear that the Ritva is based on Mechila. Rabbeinu Arif has a Chiddush. Rif usually concentrates on concentrates on the structure of Psak Din in the Sugya, but every once in a while he has Shitais Mechudashais, a whole different Shita that we understand than the other Rishayim. So Riff here is going to this. He says Halacha that a Baal is not entitled to his Eitzais is only in a narrow case where the Baal was Megarish to Isha in a regular Gerish, but if in case there was an Isha who's a boy redes, where he is Mukhrach under Halacha to be Megarisher, in such a case, he can take Haitza Aisam, he's entitled to the Haitza Ais. This Svara, the Chaira, only works according to the Rabban and the Rajba. Why? Because there's a logical chiluk. If it's a regular case where they're living okay, so the Baal is Michael. But if the Isha is on my red ass and the marriage was flawed from the start, and now she's being my raid, in such a case, the Baal is not Michael. And therefore, wouldn't work according to Sfaras Rabbeinu. Okay. Another left committee would be a, let's see the riff inside. Mistarvel Basis Kamash Ain Simash Achlok Shema Rais Lagasha. By Redes, Albala, Bain Achal Bail Achal Yushma Kamaitz Yitli Elamata Masna Matan de Yavla. And they stayed in the riff. Play a read on key, next page. Gal Dital Ben Kabad Dital Mishkul Bevla Yikla Hilkach Bain Achmed Lachal Yishava Kamaitz Vitl. This is the Kiddush of the Riff. Again, it really works in the Rabban of the Rajma. So now we can trace back this Svara, the Rabban of the Rajma, even earlier to the Riff. The Rabbam, Gedarka Makaydish, has a different mahalach. The Rabbam says, if the Baal was Eichel Paris, let's say Shava dinner, that's considered a fila, and then he can't take his Haitzai ice. The Gemara, Chaira, talks about this, and the Magen Mishnah says, this is a machlekes in Gemara, if the Shira Chil is a dinner, which is bigger, or an Isser, which is smaller. The Rambam, as we'll see in the second inside, paskins, that the Madamar of dinner, which is a bigger Chumra on the Isha, not like a Madamar of Isser, which is a Chumra on the Baal. Why? Because, says the Rambam, Shloi l'chayim is the Baal l'hafzit haitza oisav ela beraya berura. Says the Rambam, Baal shaitzi tzayis al nixi melun, bet shaitzi bat v'ochal peris harba, bet shaitzi harba v'ochal peris bat, Either he ate a gregris as part of a big fancy meal, or he ate it on the run, but he ate a dinner. I feel like Paris and Masha Haitzi. Elechamila Achashal Zabaris Masha Haitzi Haitzi. Masha Achal Achal. Says the Magad Mishnah. I don't stand. This is a Machlaikis in the Gemara. Perikin Shadafal Chasim, a Mishnah. Then the Magad Mishnah quotes the Lashon of the Mishnah, Achal Harba, Masha Haitzi Haitzi, Masha Achal Achal, and the entire line of the Gemara. Blink about Rabba Chanomar, Kiyisra Chanomar, Bediner, a Pasuk of the Gemara, Bediner, Shalei Lechaim, is a Baal, Afsa Tzadaisa, Velabrai Baruri, at least a large amount, a dinner. That kind of Rea Magad Mishnah. Says Yer Sameach, what's Pshat? Why are we passing this way? So there's a Sameach in Hilchai Zichi and Perik Vav HaMachates says the Svara into the Magen Mishnah. He says, the reason why the Baal is not Noitel, his Eitzos, is, as we explained earlier, B'Shem Rabban and Raj because of Mechila. And therefore, we have an interesting halachic setup. We have a Vadei Chayv and a Safek Mechila, because maybe he was Meichel, maybe he wasn't Meichel. That says Eres Hameach is Doime to a Taina. Those are in the Fiemi. I've had it right Mamish in these sugyas now of Anastaria De Praticha. This is similar to any De Praticha, which you might have there was a Chayv. The Chayv is a Vadai. But you don't know if I paid you back. Such a case, Yalacha is it fast to pay. Similar here too, the Baal is in the gather of any De Praticha. Shaila is whether there was mechila. Pasuk was fake. Love kinder chayv shayla. Too bad. Who might see matzah selich ishtei the machu mashaitzai to mashal chachal plig mavleach dar kavain. Well, pasuk melchus yishis perigavul to bedinner vayin tamish and bardem is fake. Lives in the chiv mamish aids a suffik parayin. Rav suffik shav machal itshel mechila kazu. That is suffik parayin. To suffik whether there was a mechila or not. This is the lesson of the Rabbi Magid that we had earlier. One second, please. Plug in my computer not to lose. Hey, let me just. Okay, so now we have a stock of the Rambam. Svi Havanas or Sameach follows the line of Rabbeinu Harajman Ara that the Yisrael of the Sugya is Bechila. And therefore, we have to understand under what circumstances Bechila works for both sides. So the Nafkaminis do not end here. The Hafla, Rabbeinu Hafla, in his Kudras Achra Tuxubis, brings a Chalkas Mechaikik, because you know the two major Mepharshim of Ezra and the Chalkas Mechaikik in the Beit Shmuel. So the Chalkas Mechaikik in Ebenezer says the Baal ate Paris, not for that karka that he put in his tzais in. Let's say we have field A and he was Mashbiach field A. But that didn't work. But he had a field B, and he ate pears from field B. Is that considered a chilo or not? So the Kutuzachar and the floor says no, because the Haitzas didn't lead to those pears. He put the money into field A, but he got the rent from or the crops from field B, but he didn't put the toys into field B. So do you look at the macro question of what the Baal is doing to all the Nechsem Lug, what worked and what didn't work, or no? Each field is needed specifically. Says the Afla, in Halacha, each field is needed specifically. If you put the Itzayis into one field, then and you take it, the Hashvach that comes out of that, and you Meshbiach that. If you put the Itzayis into another field, then how can you possibly say that you were Nana from that field, therefore we don't say Masha Haitzi Haitzi. Says the Afla. That's all good according to the Rabban and the Rashba. But for Rabbi Yair, it's Nishmashma. Why? Because Rabbi Yair, if you remember, says if the Baal ate and then he was mighty the Haitzas afterwards, that's also considered a chila. Even though you're not nene from the thing that you are mashbiach, but you're nene from a side issue, nevertheless, that is called a chila. The Afloa wouldn't be able to say this on himself, but he says so, Rishitas ha Rebbeinu Yehuda that we saw earlier. Let's see the Afloa inside. Where did the Ramagin get this chiddush? Let's put up a construct the following way. He came, and the sadeh did not need any work. And he took all the pears off the field, and he was nene. And then he put the haitzos in afterwards. Same field, let's say. You're telling me that he's not going to get reimbursed for his haitzos? Because of the sequence, Avadi is going to get reimbursed. So therefore, when the Gemara says Paris Mechabarim Shas Yitzia Heim Shalah, you need to go back to the Haitza. Excuse me, one second. New drum, it's
a... I'll pass the message down.
Thank you very much. I don't know who to tell it to. Okay, state in the Afla, Eli Afla Zay, that the sequence proves that the Haitzah is not necessarily integrally linked on this specific field. Because if it was, then the sequence should passel it. If you put the took the Paris and then you put the Haitzah in it. Obviously it doesn't. Is a raya that this is also considered to be, according to Rabbi Yair, at least, according to the Rashba and the Rabban, with the side of the Sugi's Mechila, that doesn't work because Mechila has to be on a specific field. But if you generally decide is that you're Nitro Peiris, because that's the halacha as distinguished from the Aris, where you're Nitro percentage, so why would you not be able to do so? I'll leave it to Rabbi Yair, as I state, even for another field. Amazing Afkabina. The last nafkamina here would be outlined here in the Sefer Michas David is that the Nidayin, out of time, go inside. You'll take a look at it yourself because I want to finish with the third Mahalach in the Beishmuel. That Reciter's telling the two Mahalchim and the Ikra Tam why the Baal's not Nitel Eitzos as it's codified in the Mishnah. The Chalkim Chaykik says, Paskins brings the Reciter, leaving the Ramban, the Mechila. And therefore, the Mechila is only what you are Nana Mashahotzi. But according to Rabbeinu Yehuda is Takal Shita, so it's not made in the Mechila. And therefore, he holds the Lav Dafke, Achal Mashahotzi, and therefore, and therefore, with that what I wasn't. Yeah. Okay, so it's Lushitasai. There, but yeah, Lushitasai. According to the Mechila Svara, has to be Dafka for that field, because you only Michael what you Michael. According to the Svara of Rabbi Yaida, that it's that did in the structure of the way the Haitzas are paid, then Lachaira wouldn't Dafka be limited to that one field. And therefore, they are shame. The third and last Mahalach that we will discuss today is the Mahalach of the Beishmul. The Beishmul says that the Dafka, the Baal Atzmai, if he ate, then that doesn't take Daitzais. What happens to the Baal and a crew? The contractor, he had a crew. And the Poyal ate. So It's possible the Dafka the Baal ate Mataka Chazal that if he ate he's mafsid. But that appeal comes out a new derech. The Ikra Tam Shabbal doesn't take a choice because of Takaris Chazal. It's a new halacha. It's a Takaris Chachamim. And therefore, once you have such a Takana, ain't lahakshois. Because Chazal have the ability to structure Takaris however they wish. Let's see the Beis Shmuel inside. It's on page 83. So, El Aram Kasim Eichel Eichel Azad Atan Ken Yad Apayilim. You Masha Kasim Chalkim B'Chaykayik, which is across the street. If Apayil Achol Ktsas Hifsid Yesh L'Sapik, Kesh Leim Adavku B'Baal Tiknu Chazal Amachal Hifsid. So that Takar is Chachamim. Al Apayil Shal Achol Amashir Al Dasabal. Even though the Apayil works in the Baal, it's a contracting crew. Therefore, a takaris chachamim by definition is always limited to the exact specifications that Chazal created. But if they created it otherwise, then there's no issue. Okay, we chazer. We had a mishnah which tells us that the baal is not entitled to the eitzos, which is tzarech miur. Why should you not take the eitzos? So we had three mahalchim in the Rishayna Machrayna, two basic mahalchim in the Rishayna Machrayna, Rishayna Machrayna, that the reason Baal doesn't take the eitzos is since he's eating the peiris, this is a gilui das, that he was mitzi the eitzos to eat all the peiris, whether he gets them all or not doesn't matter, and therefore it's b'din gilui das, kach, a deal that was structured in his mind, that it's Megala Dasa, this is what he is willing to do, put out all the advice, not get reimbursed, looking for a payday. Most of the time, the payday happens. Sometimes it doesn't. It's not similar to an Oris that gets a specific percentage of a specific field, different type of a deal. Comes along with a Rabban and a Rashba, brought the shit to Megmetzis and Babetzia. They have a different smar to tell you why the Baal does not get it, because the Baal was Michael. He's Michael the Ishtar, let's say, Savkiz, the Nechasim really are in his jurisdiction. Can't be sold without him. So he feels good about that, therefore he's Michael. What's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina would be with Ritva, who says that Taki, you can be vitiate this Mechila by saying in front of Adam, you're not Michael. Only works according to the Rabbah and the Rashba, obviously. Second Nafkamina would be the Rif Schiddish, that only applies to a regular Gerish but not a Merendes. A regular Gerish where he was Gerish Mertzainai, but if she was a Merendes and he's Mukhraf to be Megarisher, she's over Das Meisher, Das Yehudis that we had a few weeks ago. In such a case, he could take the Haitzai. He says, of course, only works according to the Rabbi and the Rashi, Medim Nechila, because by definition, a Merendes to Baal is not Meichel. A regular Gerish, maybe he is. The Rambam Paskins, that if you ate Shabbat dinner, that's considered to be a chila, and you don't take Eitzayis, says Rambam and Mishnah, it's a machlekes in the Gemara. And he says the reason why Rambam Paskins can dinner, need to have a full dinner, which is a chumra on the Isha, not ki iser, which is a chumra on the Baal, because he holds not to be mechayev the Baal, to be masa tzedasav, only with a raya barura. And there, a raya barura is a dinner, and not a iser. Says the Sameach, this only works according to the svar of the Rabbah of the Rajba, that it is midin mechila. If it's midin mechila, we have a chaysh mishmer construct here. That is a vade chayv and a suffet mechila. Maybe it was Michael, maybe it wasn't Michael. We don't know exactly how much where he's Michael. Iser maybe is Michael. Dinner maybe is not Michael. So it's a suffet on the avade and the chayv, a suffet and mechila, and therefore it's similar to any daily porticha. You have to pay. The flaw, cited in Chalkas B'chaykeik, opens up the question of if the Haitzahs went into Sada A and the pairs came out of Sada B, are you allowed to get the Haitzahs in that because the Maitzi wasn't there if what he was Maitzi? And therefore, maybe you should be able to be Naitl. As I pass the Chalkas B'chaykeik, move up there, Abedu Aflaw and Kutras Achra. Says the flaw, this only works according to the Rabbah of the Rajma. Where again, depends where the mechila is. But according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, who holds that it's a din of the achila, a gilui das of the achila, there it doesn't work because if he of haraya the sequence, if he ate and therefore he was mitzi, that's considered to be achila, even though he wasn't mitzi. The shat nafkamina would be took the parents first and only put the money in only afterwards. Says the Michlis David, but he only shitasai that it's not the mechila. Therefore, the sequence could be questioned, even if he put the money in after the Paris. But according to Rabban and Rajba, which is in Mechila, obviously it'd have to be the right sequence because that's what is Michael. Otherwise, it's not Michael. The last svara was in the Beit Shmuel that the Holy Site is a din of Takaras Chachamim. It's sort of like Heim Umru. And therefore, when it comes to a pile, perhaps it's not Negea, even though it's part of your crew, works in a Malabais, doesn't matter. Chazal only said that the Halacha of not taking the tzayis applies to a baal, says Rav Avadya in Rabbi Omer. He says it's the Kadosh Chazal, and therefore he says this would allow me to say a pshat Rabbeinu or Rambam, but you'll have to see this yourself because we are out of time. Rabbi Omer is brought here on page 84. Kadosh, she goes through every one of the Maravakaimis in the Sugya, and I leave this page 84 to the Olam to divide it. Yashar Koyach to you, my friends. Rabbi Shapiro letterizes it. And I see Rabbi Shlomo is here too. That's this week's Sugya, the Pe'alaf Kshmak Sugya, a Kwa, quintessential Sugya of the second half of Ksubis, the most part of the second Ksubis, and we'll go further next week. Everybody have a good week. Yashar Kichach.